My sweet cousins, Mercy and Patience McVeigh, are here. Speaking of Turkey, they are going to go overseas. They have a sweet opportunity in front of them for ministry. And we talked this week, and I said, you ought to come over and share this with the body of Christ. So give it up for Mercy and Patience McVeigh.
Thank you, guys. Well, I wanted to say something first. I'm gonna get emotional. I'm so touched this morning by all of you. I just feel like it's just so sweet here, and the Lord's heart is just so kind and loving, and He has provided this sweet, sweet oasis for people to come. And I was, my sister's calling me. Reading in Jeremiah 31, the first few verses, "At that time declares the Lord, I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they will be my people. This is what the Lord says, the people who survive the sword will find favor in the wilderness. I will come to give rest to Israel. The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. I'll build you up again." She's calling me again. She's in Lebanon. I guess I should answer. "Unfailing kindness. I will build you up again, and you, virgin Israel, will be rebuilt. Again, you'll take up your," I don't know what instrument this is, timbrels, "and go out to dance with the joyful." And I just felt like the Lord wanted to bless you guys. Of you guys are sowing and you are pressing into His heart, and He is drawing you with loving kindness. And at the same time, He's drawing people in with His loving kindness. Like, you guys have so many avenues that you guys are going out into. And so just an encouragement of, like, you guys are doing so well. And, like, the Lord's heart is so pleased with you guys. And I'm so thankful that you guys are stewarding this and doing this, because it's really, really sweet.